and they have little real claim to their land. Quote, if the Arabs of Palestine loved their land, they could not have been forced from it, much less run from it, without real cause, unquote. But as generations of historians have since documented, and as Dalia and Bashir recounted to me in their own words, the actual history of the two peoples' relations is far more complex, not to mention richer and more interesting. The story of Dalia and Bashir was first broadcast as a special 43-minute documentary for NPR's Fresh Air, and the response was overwhelming. Though I've reported from more than 30 countries over the last 25 years, the feedback I received from that single program was greater than that from all the stories I'd ever done put together. Clearly, the story had awakened a desire for a deeper narrative, one that would penetrate beneath the headlines and the endless cycles of repeated history and explain how we got to this difficult place. 7 years later, after countless hours in archives and on the ground in Israel, the West Bank, Jordan, Lebanon, and Bulgaria, the seed of the radio documentary had grown into the Lemon Tree, and the response to the book and to a series of public talks and readings I've done in the months that followed has again been astonishing. As I've traveled from San Francisco to Milwaukee, from Detroit to Los Angeles to New York to Boston to Seattle, I've been moved to see how this story of one home and two families creates an opening for a deeper, sometimes